We have three brothers who joined in that mission trip to Nicaragua and Honduras. One came back yesterday, and then one of their wives will be heading down on the 9th, I believe it is. So been praying for them, and Rob Armstrong has been posting a few pictures online, but I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing the report of how things went down there when they get back. This afternoon, I want to think about opposition to the work of the Lord. And it's something that I think we should expect. When the Lord is doing something, the enemy does not like that. And oftentimes, there will be opposition. There will be things and challenges that get in their way. And so one of the questions that I think we could consider is how do we look at opposition? Is it is it something that's just oppressive that we are a victim of, or is it an opportunity to see the Lord work, an opportunity to overcome? Are we a victim, or are we simply a victim, or are we a survivor and an overcomer? And that's one of the things in our cultural context right now is, especially in North America or the West, is being a victim. It's very popular. If I don't know what kids say these days when you ask them what they want to be when they grow up, but I wouldn't be surprised if they said, I want to be a victim, because victims have all the power. If you can claim that you have been oppressed in one way, in four ways, well, then you have the floor. You have power to speak, and people are supposed to listen because you've been oppressed. Of course, it's not a biblical position to take. And we as believers are not victims. We are victorious in the Lord Jesus, and we are overcomers. So let's first look at Acts chapter 14. I can remember when I was working with the Ezekiel Project, and we would do open-air evangelism seminars. They still do them. They don't have as many locations, but we would do them in New York City, in Chicago, in Kansas, in San Jose, California. We even did them in close to New Orleans. And part of the training was learning how to work as a team. And so people were learning how to use a paint board, and you'd paint a simple picture, and that would help you illustrate the gospel. And it also gave you some credibility. As a communicator, you're always looking for ways to gain a hearing with people. And so the fact that you are on a street corner or in a park wanting to talk to people about Jesus, that doesn't usually bode well for you in gaining a hearing. So the paint board was a tool that allowed you to gain a hearing. And you might start talking about a current event or a story like the Titanic. And we called that apperception, taking people from what they know to what they don't know, something Paul did in Acts chapter 17. And so you're painting a picture, and you had a team with you. You had people who were watching you paint this picture. And I did it several times, and I am not an artist, right? So I learned how to compensate for that. And your team's watching you, and because there are people watching you, that makes other people interested. A crowd draws a crowd. And you would start talking, and you're talking about whatever your topic was before you got to the gospel, and maybe you were funny, or maybe you were talking about something that these people truly were interested in. I remember being in Times Square, and I don't remember how long it was after the World Trade Center. I think it was 2 or 3 years, maybe even 4 years, where some pipe exploded underground, and everybody's immediate reaction was, this is another terrorist attack. And so I was preaching in Times Square like a week or two later, and that's what I opened with, because everybody still remembered the way that they felt, and maybe, triggered is the word. They're triggered because they remember 9/11. And anyway, one person on your team was always the team leader, or you always had to have a team leader. And the team leader wasn't preaching. They weren't striking up conversations with people about the Lord, which is important. That's what you're there for. But the team leader was simply an observer. They were watching the preacher, they were watching the team, but they were also watching everybody around and watching, are there police in the area? Because the police weren't always happy that we were there, because we were just something that was happening that they weren't sure what was going on. It was an unknown. Are they going to get violent? Are they going to block the sidewalk and impede foot traffic? All these things they're thinking about. So the team leader had to be watching for those kinds of things. And oftentimes, there was something that they had to take care of, because we expected to have some kind of opposition. Now, in the States, we prepared ourselves to talk to police officers. We have the First and 14th Amendment right to do what we're doing. We are not inciting violence. We aren't confrontational. We aren't blocking the sidewalk. We always make sure that people are letting other people pass by. And if people listen to the message that we're giving, they will